Well, I could easily see Freud as someone who was plagued by certainly nightmares. I could certainly see that. I mean, you have to remember the most infamous story about Freud, which speaks a lot to his character under pressure, and that is the story of the creation of the Oedipus complex. And that is very much so that the Oedipus complex is not really found in science. What's found in science is the thing the Oedipus complex was designed to cover up, which is hysteria. And hysteria is physical symptoms, usually in places on the body where, you know, trauma ensued psychologically, where they're associated with psychological trauma. So in the case of Freud, is your audience okay? Because I know you guys keep a clean show. Is your audience okay with a somewhat graphic story?
Yeah, for sure. We do graphic. It's
okay, so Freud was treating a number of these women, and these women each came in with different physical symptoms, but there could be no physical cause for them. So he started looking at the possible mental causes, the possible stress-based causes. And what he had eventually found out altogether is that these several women who had come to him had all been molested by their fathers in the spots where they had been having physical symptoms and having adverse psychological reactions. These women relied on Freud to take their story to a court, to a judge, to get justice for these women. But because the fathers, these pedophiles, kept laying into him with death threats after death threats, under pressure, he caved and reversed his story, made up a large amount of psychobabble, something it's very easy to do in psychology. I know I wrote half my essays in college this way. Mm-hmm. And he reverse engineered the entire situation so that it looked like the women were suffering from an Oedipus complex, that in reality, they wanted to have sex with their fathers. And because they wanted to have sex with their fathers, and their fathers, of course, being pure-hearted saints, rejected the daughters made up stories about their fathers raping them. And that speaks to the moral character of Freud, and it really is a horrifying, gut-wrenching story, and it's what kept me away from a lot of Freud's stuff. And I'll say personally that I have a little bit of a bias against Freud, certainly because of that, his works as a whole. I always take it with the grain of salt that this was someone who had a lot of tendencies that do not fit a proper academic who's serious about his work.